My name's Eric Bashaw, and it's December 12th, and you're Dan Rintamaki. And purpose of the interview is to figure out what it was like to go to National Mine when I was in high school. And it's at, the interview is taking place at Dan's house, and I need a brief biographical sketch from you.
Okay, how do you want me to start then in the
whenever, just this is brief, so.
Well, I went to National Mine High School. I went 12 years of school, and I graduated from there in 1953. Our graduating class, it seems to me, we had 11 students, graduates. Do you have some questions in particular?
Yeah, I got questions, right? Okay, so questions now. When and where were you born?
I was born in Marquette, Michigan, on August 11th, 1935.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have three sisters. Twins, but no brothers.
Okay. When and whom did you marry?
I married Marilyn Hootery. She's from Champion. We got married in September 4th, 1954.
How many children do you have?
We have 14 children, 7 boys and 7 girls.
Can you name them?
Okay, starting with the oldest is Cheryl, Carl, Curtis, Kathleen, Kareem, Edward, Matthew, Lois, Peter, Alita, Martha, Eva, Timothy, and Brett.
Lots of kids. What years did you attend National Mine School?
I started in first grade in 1941, and then I graduated in 1953.
Okay. Do you remember the names of some of your grade school teachers?
Yes, I do. I remember Mrs. Magnuson. She was Miss Mason when I had her in first grade. I remember Mrs. Gleason very well. She was a music teacher for many years. Mrs. Sundberg taught second grade, Miss Warnberg third grade, Mrs. Johnson taught fourth and fifth grade together, and in those days fourth and fifth grade were in the same classroom. And then I had a Mrs. Trick for sixth grade, and then in junior high Mr. Gleason was the shop teacher. Mr. Bath was the superintendent. Mr. George Anlow was the principal, and he was a very, very good teacher. Mr. Austin Lindbergh, who has passed away, he was a math teacher and a history teacher. Also Mr. Thomas, Clarence Thomas, he was a chemistry and biology teacher. He was a very good teacher.
Do you have any interesting or humorous stories about grade school teachers?
Grade school teachers? I don't remember anything too humorous, but I do remember that Mrs. Sundberg, who was a second grade teacher, she was a good teacher, and she often had us doing special little projects. And I remember one of them was we were monitoring the weather. We had to go outside and take the temperatures every day and kind of keep a diary on the weather. And it seemed like that helped keep the class together. That was during World War II. I don't recall anything particular through the grades.
Okay. Do you have any interesting or humorous stories about your junior high teachers?
No, not really. They were all good teachers, and we didn't have any problems. I do remember Mr. Thomas was always had a knack to be able to see things without looking.
What was your first day of school like?
Well, I don't even remember my first day of school, but I do remember being in first grade with Mrs. Magnuson, and she had the class divided into two groups according to their reading ability, and I remember that one group was called the squirrels and the other was called the bunnies.
How long was your school day?
We used to ride the bus. I think we would leave home somewhere around 8 o'clock, and we would get home shortly after 4.
Hmm. How far was school from your house?
About 7 miles.
What kinds of subjects were taught?
Well, in the grade school, the very basics of reading and writing, arithmetic, geography, history. Then in junior high, we got into a little bit more math, and I think the big thing for at least most of us boys was that in seventh grade we started to have a shop class, so we learned how to make things out of wood and out of metal and so on.
Yeah, which that was fun. What was your personal favorite subject?
I kind of liked history and math until it started to get too complicated. But in high school, naturally my favorite was the shop. And sad to say, there wasn't near as much offered as there is now. But what we did have was a lot of fun. It was very interesting, and we had a good shop teacher.
What was your most difficult subject?
I think I probably had the most trouble with, in high school at least, was chemistry and the higher math. In the grade school, I don't recall having any trouble, serious trouble with any of them. One of the subjects I didn't like was economics, which was offered in high school, and I didn't care for that at all.
How were the kids in class expected to behave?
The kids were expected to behave themselves, and for the most part, I think everybody did. There was a very high respect for teachers, and the teachers did have a good control over the school, so there was very little discipline problems.
When people did stuff bad, what kind of disciplinary acts were used?
Well, if someone done something wrong, they were usually talked to by either the principal or the superintendent in their office, and if it was something of a more serious nature or maybe a second offense, they would be expelled from school and required to, in order to return to school, they would have to come with one of their parents to discuss the matter and take care of it.
How did the kids dress?
For the most part, the boys wore jeans, and dress shirts, and everyone was neatly dressed. And for the most part, I believe the girls wore dresses.
Were there any special sayings or any special sayings used when you were young?
I don't recall anything in particular.
What music did you listen to?
I think the most popular then was what we call cowboy music or country and western, but it's much different. It was much different than the country and western of today.
What kinds of extracurricular activities were offered?
Well, there really wasn't much other than high school basketball. There were a few who took part in forensics, but that was about the extent of it.
Which ones did you participate in?
I did play basketball in high school.
Okay. Did any of the teams win a trophy or a tournament?
We were district champions in 52-53. We were district champions, and I remember one year, I don't recall which one it was, where we had a very close game where we almost became runners-up for the UP. In those days, we were in Class E, and the UP would have been considered the state championship, but we didn't reach that far.
What, if you won the tournament, what effect did it have on the school?
Well, I don't know if it had too much effect. Everybody was hoping to win. For example, when we did win the district tournament, everybody was happy, but other than that, I don't know of anything else particular.
How did the teams travel from game to game?
The teams usually rode in cars. We had a driver training car, and the superintendent, Mr. Bath, used his car. And the fans rode on a bus. At that time, there were only two buses in the district. One was privately owned, and the other was owned by the school district.
How far away was your farthest game?
Well, we had traveled to Chassel and to Trout Creek, and then in the other direction, Trenary.
Who was the principal when you were a student?
Mr. George Anlin was the principal.
Could you describe him?
He was a very dedicated teacher and principal. He had a very high standards. He was an excellent teacher, and he expected his students to put forth their best effort, and when they did, they were rewarded for it. He was a very fair teacher in marking. He didn't if someone tried real hard, and even though they weren't doing real well, if they tried real hard, he gave them a lot of credit. He was a very, very good teacher.
How much homework did you get?
In those days, the homework that we did receive, for the most part, we had perhaps at least one, if not two, study halls per day. So if you knuckle down during study halls, you could do most of your homework in school. So personally, I brought very, very little homework home. I was able to do it all at school.
What was your lunchtime like?
Well, it was always at 12 noon. The hot lunch program was introduced there when we were in junior high school, and it was a 1 hour period, and in the winter time we were allowed to go into the gym to just to shoot basketball or have a little scrimmage. Summer times or in the fall and in the spring, we usually played baseball and sometimes a little football outside.
Could you describe the food?
The food was good. We had our neighbor, Mrs. Otto Anderson, was the cook, and she was an excellent cook. And I think for the most part, a lot of the foods were surplus, government surplus foods, but they were well prepared and the meals were always good.
How much did a lunch ticket cost?
Seems to me, I'm not sure if I remember this right. Seems to me it was 10 cents a meal or maybe 15 cents to begin with.
Where was the cafeteria in the school?
Next to the shop on the north end of the building, I don't know what's in there now, was the cook's, where the cooking was done. And then the lunchroom was right across the hall.
Oh.
No, it's been a while since I've been there, so I don't know what's in that room now.
Might be the art room, I think.
Okay, is the superintendent's office then is next?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's the room that was facing north or the outside there where the flagpole is on that end. That was the lunchroom.
Yeah, that's the art room now. How long was your recess time?
Well, in grade school we had a morning and afternoon recess, which was for 15 minutes. And then, of course, the lunch hour was for 1 hour.
Did you have any special plays or programs at the school?
Yes. Every year, I think the big program was the Christmas program. And it was usually put together by Mrs. Gleason, who was the music and kindergarten teacher. Then in the spring there was often what they call the spring operetta. If I recall, for the most part the whole school participated in some way or another, especially in the Christmas program.
Did you participate in the Christmas plays?
Yes, I had been through, I think through at least through grade school. I don't remember if I was doing too much in that after grade school, other than maybe having to sing with the boys' music class.
Do you remember any humorous or interesting stories about the plays?
Well, I have one personal one that I remember. There were three of us who had a part in the Christmas program, in that Santa Claus had made a mistake and we received dolls for Christmas, and so that was all acted out all the way through. And so the final part there was ended up that three of us were standing on a stage rocking our little dolls.
How long were your vacations for Christmas or Easter?
We usually had about 2 weeks for Christmas. That varied by a few days, I suppose, depending on what day Christmas fell on. And then there were some years that we had a 1 week Easter vacation, but then there were some years that we didn't have. We only had like perhaps Good Friday or maybe Thursday and Good Friday off.
Could you describe the graduation ceremony at National Line?
it was quite simple, and it was it didn't last very long. I think it's similar to what we see today, but being that there were so few participants or few graduates, it didn't take very long. But the class salutatorian and valedictorian would each give a short speech, and then there were a few songs, perhaps by the girls or by the school music classes, and the processional was pretty much the same as it is now with pomp and circumstances.
Do you remember the valedictorian or salutatorian?
Yeah, I believe our valedictorian was Rainel Sari. And I think the salutatorian was Mrs. Johnson, who was a teacher at National Mindanao.
Oh. What special memories do you have of the graduation?
Oh, I don't know if I have too much. I just remember that I was glad to get through school.
Were you able to maintain contact with your childhood friends?
A few that actually live in our neighborhood. Other than that, there are some that I haven't seen since I left school. And a few of our class I have seen on occasion, but some of them I haven't seen for years and years.
Did you have any teachers that had a great impact on your life?
Yeah, I would say of all of them, I would think Mr. Anla, who was also the principal, he had a very, as I mentioned, a sound, stable attitude toward society and toward learning, and I think that I've carried that respect for him even unto this day.
Do you have any special yearly picnics or outings when you're at school?
No, I don't recall any such thing. Other than I remember going on a couple of field trips with, for example, the shop class to the flooring mill, I remember. And then driver education started when I was well, maybe only 2 or 3 years before I took driver's ed. And they used to sponsor, I think they call it like a rodeo, driver's ed rodeo in Marquette at the old John D. Pierce School. And we went to that. And it was sort of a competitive thing. Many of the schools were represented there, and you had a certain course to drive, and then you were graded, and the one who done the best was awarded some kind of a certificate.
Did any tragedies or anything else bad occur when you were in school?
I don't remember of any. I don't remember of any tragedies. I do recall the war years, World War II years, when many families were affected by those who were serving in the army and or in the armed forces. And I also remember then when the war was over and the U.S. was the victors. I think that would have been about the bigger thing. Otherwise, I don't recall anything special.
Did anyone that you know die in the war?
Yes, there were some. I didn't know them well, but there were some who had gone to National Mind School. I knew who they were, although I was much younger than they were. And I know quite a few that had gone into the service and were wounded.
What do you think is the biggest change in school since you were a student?
I don't know, it seems that there have been changes, but I don't know exactly what would be the biggest change. It seems like maybe the variety and the things that are offered now compared to then. For example, the vocational courses that are offered now, especially at Westwood. I think the extracurricular activities are a big change from what it was in those days.
What are your fondest memories of National Mine?
Well, I have only good memories, really. I don't have any bad memories of school days. I think of all the teachers that we had, for the most part, even though they were perhaps according to our standards a little bit strict, but yet they were still friends. It was maybe a little bit closer relationship, being that the school was small. Kindergarten through high school, there weren't that many students, so it seemed as though you knew everybody, and so there was a little bit more of a maybe like a family atmosphere, which seems to be lacking today. So I would hold those as good memories.
Did any of the bigger kids pick on the little kids?
Well, there was always a little bit of monkey business from time to time, but I think for the most part everyone got along quite well.
If you had a message for the students today, what would it be?
Take advantage of your school years. Try to work at those things that are you might be especially interested in. Try to learn all you can about them, and if you have some ideas about furthering your education, to take all the preparatory courses and things that you can now, that which would really help you when you, if you go on to school. And even if you didn't go on to school, I think it's important to make the most of your school days and years, because they only happen to you once.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I don't really know of anything other than I would say about the National Mine school system as it was in those days, and I think even yet today was had high standards, was recognized in the education field, and many who attended National Mine High School and graduated from there became successful in the education field, in the business world, and so on. So I think all in all, the National Mine School District was a good district.
Well, that's all I got. Can't think of any more questions.
Okay.
Thank you for your time and everything.